it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, it's time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. The podcast that will take you to great heights in tech. Ah, yes. We love our technology, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. I tell you, right here on Dr. Bill, we talk about technology all the time. And I tell you why that is. It's because we are part of the Tech Podcast Network. Actually, I was talking about tech before we were even a part of the Tech Podcast Network, but hey, we had to get that in there, all right? And there are a great many people that are members of the Tech Podcast Network that have podcasts like this that will entertain you, that will educate you, and that will get you even more enthusiastic about your technology. And of course, because of that, we want to play a podcast promo for the Darn PC Podcast. Now, some of you get a little frustrated with your computers. I know. I've talked to you. I've talked to some of you. And I know you really get frustrated. I was telling somebody this week that got really hot over their computer not working. I said, here's the thing, okay? Computers are just silicon sand that has been shaped into something a little different. They have no feelings. They have no desire to get you. You may think so, but they really don't. It's just glorified sand, okay? So don't get upset with your computer. Go with the flow. Let's have deep cleansing breaths. Yes. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Much better. Much better. All right. Now, while we're calm, we'll let Harold Reed with the Darn PC Podcast tell us about his podcast. How's that?
Looking for another great podcast to listen to after you finish this one? Check out the Darn PC Podcast at www.darnpc.com, where we discuss technology and tips that make your life better using that Darn PC at www.darnpc.com.
Very good. Thank you, Harold. That's really odd music, by the way, just in case you're wondering. It's very strange. I guess that's part of the Darn PC aspect to it. He's trying to find music that kind of suggests that to you. I don't know. Okay, couple of things. People are still entering the Dr. Bill Podcast Contest. And that's a good thing. Why are we doing that? Well, because we had an anniversary on the podcast just a couple of weeks ago. We had podcast number 52, which is one full year of podcasting. And to celebrate that, I have a contest going on. Now, today, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast, number 54. 54. Whoa, cool. And this is September the 16th as I record this. Now, you may be listening some other day. I don't know. But I'm recording this on September the 16th. And just a few weeks ago, we started our contest. Now, you may say, how do I enter the contest? Very good question. You're paying attention. I like that. Go to Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon's website, which is thecomputercurmudgeon.com, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Go to that location on the web. You'll see a big banner there that says, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. The doctor is in. And it also defines a curmudgeon as a crusty, irascible, cantankerous old person full of stubborn ideas. Let's not get personal, shall we? Okay. Here's what you do. You find that website. You go down the right hand of the website. Right is the opposite of left. Okay, right hand. Look at your right hand. That's it. Look at the web page. On the right hand upper corner, as you slide down the page slowly, you'll see a search bar, but then you'll also see click here to enter our contest. Now, as I reminded you last week, click here means if you float over the here and it underlines itself, if you were to click that, you would be taken to the page where you can enter the contest. and the contest, which is going to be over with very, very soon. So I'd encourage you to go click on it now if you haven't already, okay? The contest is for a 512 meg memory stick. Dude. I hesitated before I said, dude, because when somebody entered the contest, they put a little note in their comment that said, Dr. Bill, I thoroughly enjoy your podcast. Please quit saying, dude. And I went, oh, okay. And so I went back and I listened to the podcast that I had done, that they were commenting on. And I did say dude a lot, I must admit. I really kind of overdid the dude, okay? Now, you got to understand, we're not talking D-U-D-E, dude. We're talking dude, which is D-E-W-D, okay? Different word. That word is used as an exclamatory expression to basically share with you my emotional state. So when I say, dude, see, you understand where I'm coming from. But this particular individual said, just cut out the dudes, okay? All right, I'm trying. I really am. I really, really, really am. So, you know, let me know if the dudes bother you. Maybe I should use another phrase. Maybe, you know, I don't know. All right, you know, or I don't know, far out. I don't know. Give me another phrase. Tell me what you'd rather me use. Hey, I'm easy going. Really? Okay. All right. Let's look at what we talked about on the podcast this week. Before I do that, I've got a bit of news that isn't in the blog. Kind of different, huh? This is so new and so hot. I haven't had a chance to blog about it yet. And it is... What? What you say? It can't be the Numa Numa song. That's old news. That's extremely old news. It can't be Numa Numa. Ah, but it is. Yes, indeed. Gary Brawlsma is back. He's back on the web. He has a new version of the Numa Numa song. Salud, si quiero un haiduk. All right, let's fade that out. We're having too much fun with that, aren't we? No, here's the thing. Gary Brawlsma is back with a site, a website called new, N-E-W, Numa, N-U-M-A, .com. Go check out his new website, newnuma.com, and watch his new video, which is on YouTube. And I must say, I watched it. And it was boring. It really, really is. I'm sorry, Gary. Second time's not the charm. I like the first one better. It just had a more bouncy, boyish character to it. This other one is just kind of slow, and I don't know. It just didn't do anything for me. You know, maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll go and you'll say, oh, man, this is so cool. But me... didn't do anything for me. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know. Tell you what I'm going to do. I didn't plan to do this, but I am going to YouTube, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to play just a segment of it and see if you think, like me, that it just doesn't have the, I don't know, the essential numinous, maybe. I, you know, the Gary Brawlsma thing that it might have. I don't know exactly what I mean. All I know is that perhaps it will, you know, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now let's see if I can find it. There it is. Yes. I'm going to load it. And it starts with a phone call. There it is. Gary picks up the phone.
Hello?
Oh my goodness, is this Gary Brawlsma, the Numa Numa guy?
Yeah, that's me.
Will you please, please do a new Numa video? Please?
A new Numa video?
And then he thinks, and there's a thought balloon.
I wonder.
And the video starts. Gary's gotten a little older, I've noticed. A little heavier, too. See, it just doesn't have the energy. You know, the production values are a little better. He's doing more special effects. And he's still doing a different language. But it's just not doing it for me, you know what I mean? Okay, so we'll fade it out. You can watch the rest of the video. It's, you know, it just didn't do it for me. I don't know. So, you know, Gary, I hope you do well with it. I know you've probably got some financial things going on. But the first one just had that energy, that uniqueness that made it Numa Numa. Okay, let's move on to the news items for the week, and the blog news items start out like this. We have a little cartoon. It's from a site called XKCD, okay? And it's a little black and white cartoon with little stick figures. Not a great deal of energy went into this cartoon in terms of drawing it. However, it's cute because it says, person sitting there in a chair, very easy chair, you know, kick back, and there's a guy standing there in front of him, guy, gal, whatever, you don't know, because it's a stick figure, hey, we don't know. But the guy in the chair says, make me a sandwich. The other person says, what? Make it yourself. The person in the chair says, sudo, make me a sandwich. And the other person says, okay. Now, here's the thing. If you get it, you're a geek. How many of you are getting it? Some of you said, well, once you pronounce sudo right, maybe I finally will get it. Okay, I'm sorry. Give me a break. Sudo, as those of us who know Unix and Linux know very well, is SU, super user, do, sudo. Super user do, which is invoking root privilege. So if the person won't make you the sandwich, you sudo make me the sandwich, and they say okay, because you have root privilege. Now you get it. And if you want that on a t-shirt so that you can wear it out and people go, what in the world is all that about, and you get to show your geekiness, then you can go to the XKCD store and order that t-shirt. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, next, Geek Software of the Week. You know I love to share Geek Software of the Week with you, and this one's a good'un. You like it when I say that, don't you? Unlike the people that say that they don't like hear me say dude, there are people in England that go, boy, this guy has such a bad accent, I can't believe it. What is a good'un? It's a good one, okay? Geek Software of the Week, Deep Ripper. Okay, this software allows you to rip audio tracks off of a CD. You say, well, hey, who cares? When does Media Player let you do that? Ah, yes. But this will allow you to convert audio CD tracks into MP3 format, Ogg Vorbis format, and WAVE format. Lots of different formats. And that is good, because it gives you choice. And choice in the computer world is a good thing, normally because you're using open source software. Now, in this case, this is not truly open source in that you don't have the source code, but it is freeware in that it is freely available for download. So I'd encourage you to go to Deep Ripper, to the link that I have there. You'll also find that this same site has something called Deep Burner, which allows you to burn CDs. Very nice CD burner program. Now, that program, they have a free version and they have a pro or purchase version that has some more features. So you can check that out while you're there too. But remember, the home version, the free version of Deep Burner is for home use only, not for businesses. If you're going to use businesses, go ahead and buy the commercial version. Let's support these programmers that are out there providing this free software for our use, shall we? Okay. Let's go to a hint for the week in the computer world. And that brings up just a small thing that I need to mention about the last podcast. I gave you a tip on the last podcast about the free... Let's get my mouth adjusted. Hold on, let me... adjust it. That's a little better. Okay, here we go. The prefetch cache in Windows XP. I found a tip on the internet that I thought was really cool, and I tried it, and it seemed to work very well. And so I shared it with you last week, and boy, did I get pummeled for it. I had a person who hit the website, and I don't know them, never met them. All I know is their name's Andrew, but Andrew really got on to me and said, you, in so many words, he didn't come out and say it this way, but in so many words, he was saying, you're an idiot. That doesn't work. The whole prefetch cache business is an urban legend. You need to have researched this out. Okay, well, here's the thing. I took what that tip said. I tried it on my PC, and it appeared to work well. Then I shared it with the people that listened to the podcast and the people on the blog as a tip because I thought it was kind of cool. Little did I know I was opening this huge can of worms. This guy was going to be berating me for days, and we were going to be going back and forth on the comments. Okay, here's basically what it boils down to. He pulled out the big guns and said, okay, here are these guys that actually work for Microsoft, and they say that it's bogus. Okay, I yield. All right. If you changed your registry setting about the prefetch cache to a 2, put it back to a 3, Andrew will be much happier with all of us. Okay? I'm sorry. I really am. You can read the string of comments to see how that whole conversation went. But man, you know, this guy's on a crusade, I'm telling you. Okay. This hint, I'm very confident in this next hint. So hang in there with the doctor, and he'll give you the hint. Are you ready? Sometimes if you deal with viri, that's a funny way of saying viruses, by the way. If you're dealing with viri, or you're dealing with spyware, or something else that has probably affected your machine in a negative fashion, it can be helpful to test the operating system files to be sure that they have not been transgressed upon, shall we say. And how do we check those files on your PC? Aha! If you're using Windows XP, here's what you can do. You can type this command in the command prompt. Now, if you've never seen the command prompt, this tip's probably not going to help you anyway, so don't worry about it. Just kind of hum to yourself, and I'll get back to you in just a minute. But those of you who know how to get to the command prompt, go ahead and go there and type in SFC space / scan now. Scan now being one word, not two. Scan now. Okay? SCANNOW. And note there's a space after the SFC. Okay? Now, once you do, it'll start scanning through your files, and it will probably, 99.9999% of the time, ask you for your original Windows CD. If you don't have an original Windows CD, forget it, okay? I know you're legal out there, and I know you have an original Windows CD. So this won't be a problem, will it? Okay, put your original Windows CD in your CD-ROM drive, and it will compare between the files. And if it finds a file, it'll say, whoop, I need to replace that file with this file because that file's bad. Pretty cool stuff, actually. But it will take a while to run, because there's a lot of files, okay? Just a heads up. All right, next item. Foxit PDF Reader 2.0 is out. Almost said the word. I'm not going to say the word. Hold on, I'll compose myself. Okay, here we go. Foxit PDF Reader 2.0 is out. Okay, I did it. Now, you may remember, some time back, I introduced you to Foxit Reader as a geek software of the week. Okay? Version 2 is out. And I got to say, I like it. It seems, now this is just my personal opinion, Andrew, that it's a little faster than the old version. Just seems that way to me. I don't know about you. Your mileage may vary. I like that phrase, your mileage may vary, because, whew, man, there are people who really get bent out of shape about things. But I digress. The point is that version 2 of Foxit PDF Reader is out. You don't have to have that bloated, evil Adobe Reader to read PDF files. And it's this version, if nothing else, the icon is cooler looking than the old one, okay? I mean, we're talking way cooler looking. So if for no other reason, you ought to get it and update your Foxit PDF Reader. Okay. Enough said. Next item. This is an opinion item that I did out of frustration earlier this week from some of the customers that I have dealt with in my PC business, where I'm working on getting rid of spyware and adware and FireEye and all those other things that seem to constantly come back and go across my PC work table. I don't know. Let me just read the article to you, because I think maybe that will say it better than me trying to reflect upon the issue. I think I just said it best in the opinion piece. Okay? Here we go. Occasionally, I'm reminded of just how big a geek I am. I live in a truly geek-filled world, personally. My lovely wife, Belinda, was a manager of the database and development group at Ciba Geigy, later Novartis, later Syngenta. They just can't make up their minds, I suppose. In the R&D department. She was a world-class geek back when they were cobbling together Macintoshes with actual hard drives. Zowie! Now, there's a word I could use instead of dude. It's Zowie. I'll think about that. To store huge 5 megs, not gig, 5 megs of data gathered in the field. These machines dialed in at a blistering 300 to 1200 baud to update databases on a VAX. This was cutting-edge stuff back in the early 80s. We're talking 20-some-plus years ago, 26 years ago. We met there and courted by email. It was all VAXed base all in one, but it was email. And we may not have met on the internet, but it was as close as it could be back then. My son is 14. He's a really hardcore, I'm talking really hardcore gamer. He has his own website called GameMasters.biz. B-I-Z. He rocks. Okay? But he's a geek. My friends tend to all be computer geeks, and we talk about virtualization, LAMP, which is Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP, that LAMP. Not the one you turn on, you know, or off before you get to bed. Yeah, not that one. The latest virus attacks and email scams, and when IPTV is going to go mainstream. Our political discussions, in quotes, tend to be about net neutrality or the digital divide. But then, sometimes, I talk to a normal person. Usually it's when they bring their computer to me and say, it's slow, or it's broke. I patiently explain that it's probably overridden by spyware or viruses that they got when they went with wild abandon to the wrong website, or they clicked on that email attachment that I had been telling them for years not to click on. They blink their eyes like a deer in headlights and say, yeah, whatever. Can you fix it? Yes, I say. I can fix it. But you do understand that if you keep acting like an idiot and practicing unsafe computing, you will be back and you'll be paying me again to fix it, don't you? Okay, so I don't say that exactly, but it's usually a milder version with pretty much the same sentiment. But they usually just give me a look like, you really are a geek, aren't you? And they smile and say, when can I pick it up? And so it goes. I suppose I should look at it as a blessing, like big business and their, quote, planned obsolescence. I am guaranteed continued business because the masses will always be computer stupid. But the idealist in me keeps trying and keeps educating and continues to hope that one day a light bulb will appear over their heads and they will say, gee, Dr. Bill, maybe I will learn about how computers and the internet actually work and not do dumb things like click on email attachments and visit evil websites. Yeah. Right. There you go. My opinion piece for the week. I hope it did as much for you as it did for me writing it. Next item, and last for the week, Vista RC1 is now available to anyone for download, probably for a limited time. As a matter of fact, I can almost guarantee it's for a limited time. If you want to try Microsoft Windows Vista Release Candidate 1, then according to PC Magazine, you can go to the link available right here in my blog, and you can download the entire DVD. Notice it's not an installation CD, it's a DVD. Talking about bloatware. Whoa. Almost said it again. I almost did, but I didn't. Okay. So there you go. You can go to that link, download it, and let me know what you think. And let me know whether maybe you prefer other types of operating systems. I had a guy write me this past week. I loved this little email that I got from Bob. Bob said, I listened to your latest podcast and I wiped my Win98 computer. Hallelujah. That's great, Bob. More power to you. And I replaced it with PC Linux OS MiniMe. Good for you. Never seen that distro. I'll have to check it out. What do I need to replace my Win modem so that my dial-up works? Oh, man. Here's the problem. Win modems are cheap because they don't have the entire modem on the card. And the Win modems that are built into most computers, they're just trying to save chips. Remember that silicon sand? They want to save some. So, what do? They set up a Win modem because what they have it do is emulate in software the hardware of a real modem. So it's not a real modem. It's a pseudo modem. Okay? Given that it's a pseudo modem, and given that Linux is a real operating system, they don't like each other. They don't talk. Because Linux... Did I say Lindos? Hopefully I said Linux. If I said Lindos, it was a Freudian slip. Lindos doesn't even exist anymore. Linspire exists. Lindos doesn't. Whoa, the doctor needs some rest. Okay, here's the thing. That just really struck me funny. Here's the thing. Linux doesn't like Win modems. So, I wrote Bob back, and I said, it's sometimes possible to get a Win modem working under Linux, depending on the chipset of the Win modem, but it's difficult. Here's what you need to do. Go to linmodems.org, 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 and check out their information, and they'll tell you which chipsets will work and which ones won't. Now, the real answer is to go out and buy a real, actual, external modem, not a card that you put in the machine, but an external modem, because then you are assured that that modem will have all the chips that it really needs to really work. It's not emulating anything in software. And think with me for just a moment. Even if you're using a pseudo modem, a Win modem, in your Windows machine, yes, it will work, but it's emulating the chipset in software. So what's that doing? It's taking away from the power of your machine. Win modems are evil. Get rid of them. Throw them in the trash and maybe even break them in half before you throw them in the trash so that some unsuspecting person won't go, dude, look, there's a... I almost said dude, didn't I? There's a modem in the trash. I'm going to pull it out. Save them from themselves. Break it in half first. Win modems are bad. Okay? Get a real modem that plugs into the real serial port in the back of your PC, and then you will be assured that it will work with Linux. Now, perhaps he'll go to linmodems.org, and perhaps he will find that his chipset will work with Linux software. I don't know. But he did write back and say, excellent, thanks, that's the prescription I needed. And that he's going to the brighter side. Gotta love that. Well, I'm just about out of time. Gonna have to head on out of here. So I tell you what I want you to do until next week. I want you to remember that the doctor is now out. And Andrew, if you're listening, lighten up.